Welcome to the patio.
Was 10, no, I didn't see the wrong kind of wish that I was in. I grew up, thought was living in my head, figured the life that I was living, I'd be better off dead. I watched the winners take
every. Hey, welcome to the patio. It's T. I'm here with, almost my normal crew. I got Fortenberry. How you doing, Fortenberry?
Good. How's it going?
Doing well. DW, how are you tonight? You missed out on our drop on Tuesday. Well, how's things going your way?
Yeah, I'm fabulous. I was volleyballing.
He's fabulous. You were volleyballing?
No, I wasn't volleyballing. My daughter was volleyballing. We were watching.
There's a slight difference in I was volleyballing and my daughter was volleyballing. Just slight.
National rankings are sixth.
Oh, nice.
Hey, in national rankings, Life from the Patio, we're like...
Patio. You said Patio. I like Patio.
We are like 16,000 or 9 million or something like that. And we have a special guest in studio tonight. The man who, if you're watching on YouTube, is right under Donnie, right below me, right beside Fortenberry. It's another Fortenberry. We are double the Fortenberry pleasure this evening. Mm. We have Wes sitting in while Gary's out this evening. Got a few stories to tell. With Wes. How are you doing tonight, Wes? I would consider Wes our number one fan.
It's a Fortin game.
I'm glad to be here. It's exciting. Yeah, pull your mic a little bit to you in front of your face.
Oh, yeah. And then actually, I hear him pretty good.
Yeah.
That mic's got a pretty decent stretch to it.
Don't tell him what to do. He's your respect your elders, boy.
That's right.
Yeah. Donnie don't like being told about his mic because his sounds like this the whole night where it's going back and forth.
That's right.
We've come a long way in a short amount of time. We had one fan in Wes. Now we got two in Wes and his wife, Charlie. And look, y'all, for y'all that don't know, the Fortenberry brothers. So first of all, we know about Jamie and a unicycle he got for Christmas.
That's right.
Then Wes got a pogo stick. So look, you go look on YouTube, watch your video, you'll see what they look like if you're not familiar with it. Neither should be on a unicycle or a pogo stick. Nor should myself, unless I have like four pogo sticks, three for each foot and maybe one in the backside somewhere. But these guys, they got a lot in common here. They got a lot in common here.
Yeah, like we got same family and everything. It's wild.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, but same mom. The wife was same name, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We both married Charlie's.
Woman's name, and you both married Charlie's.
That is kind of odd.
It is.
What are the chances?
Hey, I got a story to tell similar to this, though. Let me look it up real quick. I left this off the list.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, this is go ahead.
Didn't you say you're going to be, where are you going this weekend? Y'all doing volleyball this weekend, aren't you?
Saturday,
where is it at?
It's here. It's Saturday.
Oh, that's good. That's got one close to home.
It's not a two-day, though.
We are going to New Orleans.
When are you leaving?
Oh, we'll be in New Orleans in like February.
Are you? Yeah, we're going to New Orleans this weekend.
You're going to get lost again?
Lost? Oh, you never heard the story
about Jamie getting lost? All right, Wes.
You've never heard the story.
No, I'm sure there's alcohol involved somewhere in this story. I want to hear this.
So, all right, let me tell the story.
Okay.
This is Marty Marr's son's bachelor party. We go down to New Orleans to meet him.
Have we told this story before?
No.
Oh.
So, Terry, AT, and Marty Marr pull up my house like 6 in the morning to pick me up so we can leave out. I get in the truck with a fifth of turkey. We have to stop in Jackson and get another fifth.
It's not very far.
No, it's
for all you listeners out there, it ain't that far.
It's like 3 hours tops.
So we get to New Orleens. We couldn't get in our condo yet, so we just like, you know what, we'll just walk the strip and go to Bourbon Street, hang out. So we get there, and I start pounding the hurricanes. By 3 o'clock, Charlie's getting pictures of me dancing on stage.
And he wasn't just dancing on stage.
Yeah, I wasn't just dancing. I was like, yeah, it was wild. So
he was like dancing on stage.
I was like, I had money in my pants. I had people stuffing money in my pants.
There were probably others that had money in their pants.
They must have been hard up to see some dancing.
So
I've seen you dance. It ain't that good.
As we're walking around, a guy hands me a brownie. I'm like, I love brownies. You know, well, why am I not going to eat a brownie?
Just a Oh, never mind.
It was a special brownie. Yeah.
But he does love brownies.
I do love brownies. So, turns out, I was supposed to quarter this brownie up.
That big guy going to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, look at me.
You don't have a brownie to a chubby guy. You're going to eat the whole thing.
I thought he gave me a pan of brownies that I ate them. So, I'm belligerent at this point. So, we all make our way back to the condo. And this story actually gets worse. So, we all make our way back to the condo.
Only slightly worse.
And okay, very, Terry very decides not to go back out.
I'm considered the old wise man, and there's a reason for that.
So I was passed out in, I believe, a hot water heater closet.
Well,
don't know why.
Back up. You're missing a couple key points here. He wasn't just passed out in a hot water heater cabinet closet. We go to open the door to the condo, and he has a drink in his hand, and I have photograph. Should I post a photograph on YouTube?
I think he passed out in the hallway,
and they had to drag him in by his feet.
He died.
Now, this is before we get into the room.
It's still daytime. This is the first week in March, 2020. Yeah,
March the 8th, 2020. Literally COVID 1 week hit. Before COVID shut the world down.
So, Wuhan, it didn't come from Wuhan. It came from Jamie.
No, this is why Jamie got it.
So, look, I remember this vividly. Marty Mars in my face said, come on, Jamie, we're going back out. It's my son's bachelor party. Come on. I'm a trooper, so I stand up.
Heck yeah.
Or I pull myself up. We go back out. We hit the bar, and I get one drink, and the guy cuts me off on Bourbon Street.
That's tough.
Well, first, wow. As he walks in and go, hey, Arkansas. Yeah.
That's the second day.
Oh, that was
the
second day.
Yeah, that's the second day. You get ahead of yourself. Right. So, like, I get cut off at Bourbon Street at the bar, which is probably a feat very few people have done. So I tell Andy, I said, hey, what's the address to where we're staying? And he says, it's 615 Common Street. I said, bet. I start walking. I call Charlie, and I say, I'm lost. And as I say that, my phone goes dead.
there's a piece of this that's very important.
So I go to 615 Common Street. It's a hotel. I don't look right, but keep in mind, I'm had a brownie, drunk. I'm not about my, I don't have my wits about
it. So Jamie floated into the hotel, woo, like a ghost.
So I go to the hotel, I go to the room, that ain't right. There's some women in there running around. I was like, no, this ain't me, and I left. And I'm walking up and down Common Street. Finally, around midnight, I just give up and find a hotel stoop. I crawl in the hotel stoop and go to sleep on the street.
So if you know, you get lost somewhere, was your first thought to, I'll just go to sleep. I'm just gonna go.
No.
Why not just turn around and go back to the bar you were at?
Questions. I don't know. So
then we wouldn't have his fun story to tell. This would not be like.
So look, I wake up about.
He was on Common Street where common sense isn't that common. After a brownie and.
So I wake up at like 2 o'clock. Turkey. I wake up like 2 o'clock and I go into another hotel. I walk in the bathroom, use the bathroom. I notice that the bathroom stalls, the doors go all the way to the floor. And I'm like, that's a good place to sleep.
So your hobo skills are already like just kicking in.
So I go to sleep in the bathroom floor of this hotel. And I lay there for a while. This guy keeps coming checking on me. But third time, I hear him and I said, I think to myself, I got to get him to leave because this dude, he's going to call the cops on me. So I start walking. I make my by this point, the fog's kind of lifting off of me. So I start walking. I'm stopping every business I see. And I get to the third business, and I say, we're in a condo. I can't find it. The guy gave me the address of 615 Common, and the guy says, man.
This is a homeless guy, by the way.
He says, man, there's an 815 Common Street. As soon as he said, as a son of a bitch, Andy Thompson.
He typed it wrong.
I knew as soon as he said it. So I just marched straight down to 815. I walk in, knock on the door because the glass is shut, and this lady comes to the front door, and she says, are you Big T? And I said, no, ma'am, but I know what those words mean.
You found it. He survived.
So it was about 3 a.m.
Yeah, it was 3 a.m. She said, God. All I knew was there was a guy in a leather cowboy hat and I had a tuxedo t-shirt.
That was the definition we gave.
He's formal, but here at a party.
Yeah.
That's how we identified him.
So that's how I got... So look, I walked in the condo. Marty was the only one that was up. Everybody else was asleep. Terry didn't give shit. They was all.
I told them, look, they were kept coming back to the room. Look, at one point I was asleep, and they shake me and they wake me up, and I'm I thought I died because I was surrounded by like 10 bodies all around the bed, and they're like, "Tate, get up, Jamie's lost." And I'm like, "Okay, Jamie's lost." I said, "He'll be home. Look, he'll be home." Oh, they called police.
There were people calling.
Charlie was calling hospitals.
Hospitals.
There were people calling me like, "Hey, have you talked to Jamie?" Because I wasn't there, and they were texting me, "Hey, Jamie's missing in New Orleans." I was like,
Charlie was every 15 minutes. Charlie was calling the hospitals to see if I. She told me she thought I'd been got a fight with a bum, and got stabbed or something. But look,
no, he came one with the bums. He was one with the bums.
I walked in the condo and I said, "Marty, let me phone. I'm gonna text Charlie and let her know I made it." He said, "This ain't a texting moment." He did. So I called her and I took that ass chewing. I deserved it.
I bet.
Hey, Jamie. So the next morning she called me like 8 a.m. We was eating breakfast. I felt fine. And that made it worse.
Because you weren't hungover or anything. So look. See, my boy is a seasoned vet living that hobo life, drunkard life.
This is Friday night. All weekend long, every time a homeless guy walk up and ask for money, I'd tell him. That's terrible. I said, "I was right where you were 12 hours ago."
He said, "Grab them bootstraps and you got to pull yourself up.
Pull yourself up by the boots. I was homeless once too."
In New Orleans, they like to do that little thing where they say, "I know where you got them shoes." Y'all heard that one?
Oh, yeah. I think I
fell. Then they'll try to tell you that the shoes are on Bourbon Street or on whatever street you're
on. That ain't the English that I speak, player.
Hey, Jamie, you should have started that instead of lost on Bourbon Street or in New Orleans. You should have said the day I went homeless. And
man, it was.
I was a hobo in New Orleans.
And we started going with the pictures. It was like the end of the hangover where all the pictures start popping up. There's pictures of me with snakes.
Should I add that to the video?
You can put that one on there.
I think I should do them all.
No, don't do them all.
James got a snake on his shoulder.
Yeah, there's one I got a boa constrictor python wrapped around me.
The other one, he's got a hobo on his shoulders.
But the second day we went to Rizzo's, the same bar was at. We walked in the bar, the entire bar erupts. Arkansas!
Now, Wes, we're ready for you.
Wes, remind me, and I'll off the air, I'll show you the pictures I have on my phone of this event. Then we returned home, and 1 week later, we were at a wedding shower for the same guy who we went to this bachelor party with. And while we're at the wedding shower, literally, the schools closed and the world shut down as we know.
They shut Bourbon Street down 2 days after we left.
I remember, our way back home.
Shelby County had its first case.
Exactly. You and I sat up and listened to that all the way back. I told Jamie, there's something to this crap.
I'll never forget. We was getting gas, and I put on some rubber gloves by the gas pump. And I said, "Not today, COVID." Being funny.
And this will be a shout out to Marty Mark. Did y'all know that in Louisiana you can buy liquor in a gas station?
Did you know that in Louisiana they have drive through places? They did at one point anyway, called daiquiris or something. You can go through and buy.
I think they outlined that.
They used to have them anyways, and they came with like a 2-inch piece of paper on the straw, and that made it a closed container. But you could pick up a frozen pina colada or margarita.
In 48 hours, I'm gonna be waist deep in hurricanes. So.
Oysters.
Y'all shut it down. Y'all literally shut New Orleans down. But now, me and my wife and daughter, we went down there two weeks after they opened.
We put it out of business. You haven't opened
it. Closed down New Orleans, but we opened up Nashville.
We did. Yeah.
Nashville's
the first week in Nashville.
We were there for another bachelor party.
They probably thought that Wes was you, and they were like, "The king has returned." It's like a weird Lord of the Rings type moment or something. He's here. He's returned.
Oh, man.
All the hobos came out of their little... trash can.
Yeah, the hobos is the chosen ones arrived. The chosen one.
Well, there's a whole lot different about Nashville than there is about New Orleans.
Yes.
Jamie defeated homelessness in less than 12 hours. Congratulations.
It's really though, but he can actually knows where his homelessness originated, and it was with AT.
Look, what was bad? My phone went dead. There was a store to buy a charger.
We got to tell the whole story. Next day, Jamie and I leave Rizzo's. I said, "Hey, give me a tour of where you went on your homeless."
Did you miss so many common sense thoughts?
Right. Well, so, and he said, "Hey, I've got to bring," we were picking up some cigs for somebody. So we're walking along.
I said,
"There's a store here." I said, "Let's go in here and get some cigarettes." Open the door. It's like a convenience store. And there's all these chargers there. And we leave and we literally take like 4 steps. And that's where he slept. That night. He could have simply walked around the corner. He got a charger for his phone.
And this is New Orleans, so this is the first time somebody had a charger and asked to charge their phone in a gas station or something.
Well, he could have bought one even. They had these little disposable-like chargers. The fun we have, Jamie. We're going to save some of the Nashville stories for later.
Yeah. That's me getting lost in New Orleans.
Homeless in New Orleans.
So are you going to try to top that this week, Jamie? Fort Berry, are you going to try to top that when you go to New Orleans?
Well, no.
This time he's going to snort the brownie.
Are all the Fort Berry Nation going?
No, just me and the ladies. Mac's going to stay back.
Oh, but you got Millie this weekend.
Taking Angel Baby.
Yeah, so, wow. You taking the kids down to Bourbon Street?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're taking them to Razoo's?
You're never too young to hit Bourbon Street. I don't think they're going to Razoo's.
A whole cheer competition. You're just taking the whole cheer team down to Bourbon Street.
No, I ain't taking a bunch of young girls, I promise you.
That's got bad written.
That's me going to jail.
Well, if you go too far.
I'm not responsible for all them.
If you go too far down Bourbon Street, other things seem to dominate the headlines.
Y'all
all right.
Speaking of headlines.
Well, Terry finds the next one, unless he has it ready. Have y'all ever been to the little pirate bar in New Orleans?
It's called Jean Lafitte.
Yep.
It's Jean Lafitte. I think it's Blacksmith or something like that.
I don't think it's the best bar but it's cool.
It's the oldest bar in New Orleans.
It's a really cool bar. There's a story behind it where it was owned by pirates at one point, and it's cool, man. You go check it out while you're there.
It's funny. I was there. It was the first time I think I went to a Mardi Gras Lafitte's. That's it. And there was this English guy that we kind of befriended. He's like, hey, you guys want to go to Lafitte's? So we go to Lafitte's. It was like something from a movie. There was like a 100-year-old man playing the hell out of this piano.
Fireplace.
It was really, really dark. And it's like the floor was like dirt. And I'm like, this is like something from a freaking movie, but it was a cool place.
Yeah, go check it out.
We had a pint while we were there. Had a little pint.
It's just neat.
But look, stay away from those double hurricanes. That's what got us in trouble. And the brownies. Don't eat any brownies while you're there.
It's probably the brownie. It's probably what it was because you do okay with your booze.
You should do.
Apparently, I don't do well with brownies.
Apparently not.
You should do some remote recording while you're there.
I should take Hoggo. Sure.
You should take Hoggo.
You should. Yeah. Maybe instead of a brownie, you could try a cookie or.
I think.
You know, I wonder if that was technically a cosmic brownie.
I think it was a psychedelic. Psychedelic may be the correct word.
I'm about to spit my drink.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe you haven't told Wes about that story.
Mm. Yeah, I've never heard that before.
I'll have to tell you about getting lost in Pocahontas later.
There ain't much to get lost in Pocahontas.
Oh, but
over.
He did.
Yeah, that story for another time.
All right, let's talk a little bit about politics, boys and girls. And we are going to talk something about a little bit about conspiracy theories. I promised you we'd talk about some of them, but we're going to set you up for what's coming at you in the future, boys and girls. All right, so I got two stories before we get into the quick takes. That's probably best for quick takes. Have you guys heard about the husband of a missing woman, Anna Walsh, who the day before she went missing, searched how to dispose of a 115-pound woman's body on Google?
I have not.
Was his wife approximately 115 pounds?
Do you want to take a wager on that?
I bet she probably was.
Look at the photograph. Yeah,
If I was him, I'd have said, "Your Honor, she was 116 pounds." Clearly, that wasn't me.
So, not only did he search how to dispose of a 115-pound woman's body, law enforcement sources told CNN that Anna Walsh's husband also searched how to dismember a body. Wow. The husband of missing Massachusetts mom, Anna Walsh, reportedly conducted an internet search on how to dispose of a 115-pound woman's body. He also looked for how to dismember a body. Investigators continue to search into the disappearance, but they have arrested her husband. Wow.
Well, arrest him for?
All circumstantial.
they accused him of misleading police in the search for his missing wife. That's what they arrested him for.
Basically, I don't have anything real solid, but he's...
Yeah, so what is that, Donnie? That's a...
But he does have... Well, they do have circumstances.
He was basically like...
yeah, what's the word?
Interfering with investigation.
So they do have him on Home Depot surveillance footage spending $450 on cleaning products, including mops and tarps, despite telling authorities he is 40 miles away.
This dude chopped his woman up, man.
I mean, why do people not look? This dude needs to rival me for a while. List all the murder podcasts I listen to.
Yes.
I mean,
he's how do you dispose of a 115-pound body? And it said Jeffrey Dahmer has entered the chat. he posted a meme. It said, "Just eat it."
His next Google search was how to remove Google searches.
I got Google
searches. That's permanently.
Yeah, I'm a little worried though because
is private search really that private?
My wife's been looking at how to dispose of a 300-pound man, and that's a little disturbing. They said you cannot. There's always evidence of it left around.
Terry, she's gonna be a little short. There gonna be some of you left, big man.
Yeah. They got him. They got him. Yeah, so I got a feeling this guy.
Yeah, 300-pound man, there'd still be a section of me left over. There'd be a little bee left over.
She didn't know any better. There you go. You guys hear about what's going on with the FAA this morning? They 10,000 flights delayed, canceled.
Now, that's a massive issue.
That's a ton of flights, man.
It was like a computer glitch at the FAA, delayed airline traffic across much of the nation early Wednesday.
So I think here's the question. Is it a cyber attack? And they're not saying that. They're just saying it's a flaw or issue.
They have adamantly denied.
Yeah, it's they a have. Cyber I bet attack. It's a cyber attack or a test cyber attack.
I was going to say, I mean, I thought about on the way over here. That's a good way to cripple the industry. I mean,
well, do you guys know, like last night, this power flicker occurred in the entire Northeast Arkansas corridor and Southeast Boot Hill? And did you guys light flicker probably about 7 o'clock, or did you notice?
I mean, I turned my air on about 7 o'clock. It flickered anyway. Yeah. So.
Well, but there was a huge surge, and they don't know what caused that. Yeah, I think that there's something going on here.
Well, look, and me and Wes both have read some of these survivor books and stuff. So one of them, the whole plot starts off, a group of terrorists go across the country and attack. They attack the energy stations all at the same time, and it just plunges the North America to chaos.
Chaos, yeah.
I'm going to let Charlie throw away bar soap just because of all that.
Throw away what?
Bar soap. You know, the bars of soap.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I won't let her throw it away. I'm like, hey, that's going to be, anything happen, that's going to be valuable.
Yeah. Keep your soap.
I don't really keep soap, but.
You can't drop this.
But bar soap don't expire anything.
Yeah.
Does other soaps expire?
Wes trying to stay clean. Fool, it's the apocalypse. Ain't gonna be no clean folk.
I'm gonna be like.
I'll tell you right now.
Wes gonna be living in the Peabody because he's clean.
from one of those books, I learned that all the uses you can do with kudzu, you can dry it out, use it, make flour out of it. You can make chips out of it. It has multiple uses.
That plant that we brought over here that's evasive and been destroyed.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can make flour out of kudzu. Yep. Dry it, make flour.
Dry it, crush it, and you can use it to make bread.
Y'all know my plan, but I don't think I can say it.
Oh, I have the same plan. It'll involve me knocking on the neighbor's door and say, my children are hungry. And that's it.
Then you look for how to dispose of 115-pound woman.
Yeah, then we Google.
Then you Google.
Then you're like, crap, we don't have the internet anymore.
Yeah.
Them damn Chinese.
Guess what? When people see you coming after the apocalypse, they're going to shoot on sight.
They're glad to.
They say, look, Fort Mary Nation's rolling over here. He'll have his kid like going in the back door while he knocks on the door.
Jamie's going to be walking up to my house and be like, Amanda, we can't afford to feed all.
All you see is Jamie. He doesn't have the rest of the Fort Bear Nation swarm into place. They're coming choppers, they're climbing
everywhere.
Through the window.
Down the chimney.
I think Delta Acres. Down the chimney. Delta Acres has to establish together against Hunter's Point or whatever this new thing is coming in.
Hey, not a soul lives there. So we
they look like they're ready to start, though, building. But hopefully they don't.
They've been doing a lot of clearing.
Yeah, so everything got back on track. Well, I'm not sure it's back on track, but 9,000 flights
Dottie disappeared
were
too.
Delayed. Again.
Nobody wants to
gosh
see me.
Dang camera.
They want to see you sexy gentlemen with beards.
So, did they, are the flights flying? Are they up in the air now?
The flights, they is a flying.
They fly.
Yeah, they were flying by like 11, I think, today.
Look, we got our time. We got our tickets for Disney. That's all I know.
It wasn't down very long. But, you know, Southwest had all those issues, too.
A few weeks, yeah.
About a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, it just seems odd. I mean, maybe it's just a simple
conspiracy theory Thursday right here. We're already starting it out by accident.
But I mean, was it a cyber attack?
If it was, they wouldn't say it.
We'll never know. Oh, of course not.
Unless we find it and tell everybody about it. Maybe that's our claim to fame. We need to tell everybody that it was.
Look, y'all tell everybody about it, and I'll tell everybody about y'all.
I mean, would they really want to tell you?
Because it'll be like a terrible suicide itself.
Wouldn't admitting it they had a cyber attack, wouldn't that be a weakness?
Exactly.
Show weakness? Yeah, it'd be a huge weakness if you're like, hey, some country attacked us. But yeah, no, and I'm sure if that's the case, then right now we're doing something back. Right? We're screwing something up in their place.
It's, I'm sure.
We test each other constantly. And I mean, really, we look
at it. It's all about testing.
Well, we look at it as Americans because we live here, right? We're like, oh my gosh, hey, we're getting cyber attacked. We do that crap all the time, too.
Oh, we're.
We give as much as we take, I promise.
I'm going to venture guess.
I wish someone would cyber attack me.
We probably give more than we take.
These men, they're out here cyber attacking. Jamie can't even find a charger.
We need a cyber attacker to, like, take money from the rich and just put it in our account.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what we need.
I like this idea.
So, enough about cyber attacks. The 118th Congress began on Tuesday.
Ah, I love them.
With Republicans taking control of the House and Democrats maintaining their majority in the Senate. You know that a split Congress typically is good for a stock market. It's good for
man, we sure need that.
Yeah, I think, though, our executive powers can still ruin anything. But the first day was marked by the election of the new speaker. Actually, that may be a week late. This may be an old.
Is it good for our crypto that we have banked up?
They had a nice little bump the other day. So let me change this story.
Well, I mean, right off the get-go, the what'd you say was 118th Congress?
Yep.
So they've already they're wanting to do one bill or one item bills. That shouldn't even be an issue. That should be a
because you can't hide because they but it's not going so pass. Much yeah. stuff in them, man.
They're wanting to do away with what else was there? They want to allow, I think it was 72 hours or no, it's 4 days to read a bill before it's allowed to be voted on.
Why is that a problem?
Yeah, that shouldn't be an issue.
No, it shouldn't.
It should be standard.
Yeah, you know what I didn't see in there was term limits.
Well, you ain't going to see term limits.
Man. You got 80, 90-year-old people, you know, running.
Like we said last time, there's I think, 8 people that were born before World War II.
Yeah, they've seen a lot, but it's you need to let some new blood in there, too.
I mean, new blood, they're on dialysis.
I wonder what the average age is.
We looked it up the other day.
Yeah, we did.
Talked about it, then we talked about it. It was like crazy high.
How high was
it's
it?
It's probably in the 60s.
How high was it? It was me in New Orleans.
I think it was
like higher than 60s. So we have a new Congress. We have a split Congress. We have the House that's Republican. We have the Senate that's still controlled by Democrats. But the House led.
Oh, no, I thought Senate was. I didn't think it was controlled by Democrats.
It basically is.
You it's count 48, independents?
49 plus 3 independents that all caucus with the left. And then you have the tiebreaker in.
And our
Queen Kamala.
Yeah, Queen Kamala.
Kamala. They call me Kamala. So the GOP-led House proposed its first bill.
What is that?
What?
What's the first bill? I'm setting you up.
Well, I was like, wait a minute, what do you mean? I thought you asked me what's the House.
Jeremy said that like we're in a horror movie. Like, what is that? I don't know. Let's go upstairs.
Tell us that
real thing. The first policy would defund President Biden's efforts to help the Internal Revenue Service crack down on tax cheats.
I love it.
It's a bill that's predicated on.
Just a second. What website are you reading that from?
MSNBC.
I was going to say
We're going to take a left turn
the
here.
The way it read, instantly.
You're going to enjoy the way I read the rest of this, too. So it's a bill that's predicated on disinformation. Whose only real constituency is wealthy people who don't want to pay their fair share. And it underscores how the Republican Party's so-called populism isn't about empowering the working class. It's about exploiting them.
Jeez.
That's journalism.
Who does the IRS typically attack? Does it attack rich people?
No.
Why does it not attack rich people?
Because rich people have lawyers to defend
them. Yeah, they have lawyers. And
because they were prepared.
The best accountants in the world.
Wes, who does your taxes?
Charlie.
TurboTax?
Yeah, with Charlie.
Yeah. I mean, we do TurboTax. I mean, IRS is looking for folks like me to mess up.
I got my boy Jeremy Roeder. Ain't coming after me.
So, that's right.
Jeremy knows all the loopholes. He got me.
But, I mean, you know, the point being, it is geared for people like us.
And, I mean, what do they really get out of us? I mean, you know, by the time they do all their little...
so many taxes from the middle class, I think.
Yeah, by the time they come after us and pay somebody to look into all of our stuff and realize that we missed paying $200 last year. and it cost them $1,000, $2,000 to.
Yeah, they don't care. I mean, that's bureaucracy for you, though. I mean, they don't care.
Right.
That bill had a little more to it than that, too. The bill also included the elimination of the national income tax.
I love it. We need to do away with income tax.
They would tax us somewhere else.
But no, that's fine. They defined that tax. We need a federal sales tax.
That's exactly what they were told.
Boom, let's do it, because then the more you buy, the more you pay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, then you can't get mad at anybody. Nah, you can't say there are loopholes or nothing. If you spend $1 million, you pay $1 million.
Well, then they got out. There's more to it.
Think about your check pre-tax.
Yeah, it's 30%.
My check pre-tax is that great.
It's 30%. It's 30%.
Yeah.
So, and it not only would include a national sales tax, which they do not define as to what that would be. I'm sure it'd be 10, 12, 15%.
But if it's 10%, that's fine. That means state of Arkansas would pay 20%.
There would be a compensation tax. I don't really understand what that, or consumption tax, rather. I don't understand what that would be, but I'm sure it would have to do with companies like.
So if you paid 20%, you'd go buy $300 worth of groceries, you'd pay $360.
Yeah, and right now you pay $330.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that, honestly, than pay
income tax. Well, because you're paying 30%.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times a month do I buy groceries? A couple?
Yeah.
So this would, like, if this did, it'll get. It will not. This is simply a symbolic vote because that's what it took for McCarthy to win the House. It's really kind of sad in all fairness.
But in fairness, it won't work, or they're not going to do it.
No, they're not going to do that.
But another thing, it would eliminate the IRS. They would still need IRS agents for something, but it'd take it down to probably a third of what it need or what it is.
Actually, I think it would. Yeah, I think it would be like that.
A huge portion of what they do is based on income tax.
Yeah, exactly. They would still have there would still be a need for the.
Oh, there'd
agency,
still be a need. Yeah,
but yeah, they could take away 2/3 of their.
Especially for like, but it'd be more not for the common person as much. It'd be more for.
But hell, if you eliminated 2/3 of what their staff is, that saves money.
You know, and it does suck for those people though. That
I'm sorry, you work
have a job.
Yeah,
at the IRS.
I apologize.
So, I mean,
Look, the government does not make money.
You know, there are tons of states that don't have income tax.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, there's probably more than now.
And have higher sales tax and stuff like that.
I think I read at one point that the
five
richest states in the union don't have income
tax. They're probably sales tax.
Does Mississippi have a
not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore, does it? I thought they canceled it.
They talked about it, but they hadn't done anything yet.
Because the casinos.
Yeah. Tennessee doesn't, I know.
Yeah, Tennessee doesn't. Tennessee's like number 3 on the list for richest state.
Florida, I think, does not.
But they pay out, like, we got tags.
Lift that mic up to your mouth.
Yeah, you're going to have to get it close to
New York's like something crazy.
Is that better?
Much better.
New York income taxes are like, I don't know what they are.
If in the top bracket, I think it's 50%. So is California. You pay almost 50%.
When you buy tags for your vehicle in Tennessee, it's outrageous. Like, we got tags today for Maddie's car. It's $35.
Yeah, but so let me ask you a question, though. How many people do you know that look at the filing of income tax as basically receiving their
It might have got a Cadillac.
Crap, we're getting old.
Yeah, we're getting old.
He said Matt, he got tags for Maddie's car, and I quit hearing anything you were saying or anybody else.
But how many people do you know that treat income tax not as what it is, and it's that the government took too much of your money? They look at it as, oh, that's my income tax refund. They almost look at it like it's a bonus that they're getting at the first of the year, to the point where they don't even care about the money. They just want a rapid refund, and they'll pay 3%, 4%, 5%, 10%, 20%. You know, they eliminated that in most states that you couldn't do that anymore, but there were people making a lot of money off
of
that.
Yeah, but you know, technically you would still get the child tax credit, though. You'd have to. Or they would have to, because you're the part of the – well, I say that.
Well, so would that mean you would get a refund? You know what? You could still file taxes and get a refund based on the amount of sales tax you spent each year.
Yeah.
You'd have to keep receipts of everything you purchased.
Yes.
But that won't be so difficult because they're going to track all of your transactions anyway on your phone.
Actually.
Oh. I'm a little worried about all.
Yeah, you just made me nervous when you said that.
I'm a little concerned about all my, like, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App.
Oh, they've already said,
Well, they're pushing that off of you. Did you see that?
Oh, they're good. They need to.
They're going to give
you.
They're
pushing it off of you. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and they claim it's only $600, but, you know, you brought up crypto a minute ago. The digital dollar is a real thing that the government's looking at to replace the paper dollar.
Donnie's off. I see a little girl swinging on the swing.
Hit the gosh damn screen. We got to find a better camera. The iOS cameras are best option, but I didn't have time.
Okay, so anyway, back to what we were talking about, though, like on the Venmo thing, like Maddie did fundraisers. Everybody Venmoed us money.
Yeah.
Yes, right. You got to pay taxes on that now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not going to you. It's going to the...
Yeah, it's fundraising.
Well, but the thing about taxes, you can claim anything on your taxes. You can file anything on your taxes or leave things off your taxes. It's only a problem when the IRS says, hey, you didn't do this. But if they can come back and say you didn't do this, why do they need to file taxes in the first place? Why don't they just know how much I owe and they just send me a check?
That's the problem. There's a great meme, and it's... The IRS is causes, or I can't remember how it sets up, but it's basically, you owe us money. Well, how much do I owe you? We can't tell you. But if you get it wrong, you go to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hey, Jamie. That's exactly right. So, Charlie's going to kill me for this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
We got Venmo cards for which Charlie? Work. Your Charlie or his Charlie?
My Charlie.
Charlie F?
Yeah, Charlie F.
Okay.
Why's it
So, F? We got Venmo cards to use at the vending machines at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So
I got one of those.
She was sending me like $15, and... Then I would send $5 back to her to help keep her both our balances up, right?
Yeah, we do that.
Well, I would ask you to put a note, and I kept putting. I'd still leave money on the dresser. I left it. I'm giving you Venmo. Thanks for the services you rendered last night. Oh, you know, just all that. Shit. Now, if the government steps in and starts some taxes,
they're like, Wes out here buying hookers.
They're going to hit her up for unpaid income
tax. Yeah, income tax for her special
unpaid
services.
Unpaid wages.
But no, really, the digital dollar, it is a way of eliminating the cash transaction. If the cash dollar is no longer part of or in circulation or used as a way to pay for services, then it allows the government to track every transaction, to tax every transaction. Because right now, the number's astronomical as to
Shouldn't Democrats like this? I mean, they want to be in our ass pocket. There they go.
They should.
Well, I mean, don't the U.S. government lose money by printing money?
Well,
they do.
Well,
yeah, it drives down the value of the dollar.
So if you have digital.
Look, we just need to go to Road Warrior style where... petrol and bullets is what the currency is.
So you've been Googling how to dispose of your neighbor. You've then laid out your plan to have Fort Berry Nation.
I know how to do it.
This is coming from the guy that put his sight on his gun backwards. Yeah.
Yes. Fort Berry Nation.
Petrol and bullets put that sight on the wrong way.
But Fort Berry Nation, we know now, if you see them roll up after the apocalypse, you probably should lock your doors and pull your weapons.
Look, Donnie, don't get mad because I'm shooting people behind me.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, as you're walking away.
I told him, Jamie, just fire a few more shots, man. We got to be getting close. We're trying to dial in. So I said, man, let me get down there. I looked in the site and saw the truck behind me. I said, Jamie, man, did you put this on? Yeah, this is backwards.
It's terrible.
It happens. Probably not.
So Congress is working on these bills that'll never get passed.
Yeah, they'll never get passed. They're symbolic, but.
But your president has got something that he's interested in, too. And
what was it? Cocoa melon?
Not exactly, but just a second here. What did I do with that story?
He's up there going, Jill, the new episode of Barney's on.
Well, it's almost that bad because he's in support of banning the sale of new gas stoves.
That son of a bitch. I like my gas stove.
I got electric.
Do you? I like gas stove. You got electric tea?
Yeah, but that's only, we would have gas, but we had electric, we moved in, so we just stayed with electric.
I like electric.
I mean, if I had my choice, I'd probably pick a gas stove. But.
Yeah, so a federal agency is considering a ban on gas stoves due to indoor pollution linked to childhood asthma. In an interview with Bloomberg, a U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commissioner said gas stove usage is a hidden hazard.
Okay, let me say this. Let me throw this out there.
I think they're already banned in California.
Probably
it's one state. I can't remember which state it is.
Thanks, California.
Yeah. Let me say this. For eons, we ran off gas stoves, yet asthma didn't pick up until the last 20 years.
So we're making weaker kids. Our gene pool is getting weaker. Is that what you're saying? It's not the stinking gas stoves. I mean, it's we got to improve the gene pool.
They used to eat lead paint.
That's right.
Well, you know, we're going away from plastic straws because it's destroying the environment. But I'm old enough to remember when we went to everything plastic because we were destroying the forest.
Yeah, destroying the trees.
Oh, that's another conspiracy theory I want to talk about. We're not going to talk about tonight.
I'm not a straw guy.
I don't like straws.
I mean, I'll drink from a cup. I know some people are like, oh my gosh, it's gross. You're drinking. Yeah, turn it up. You're drinking, putting your mouth on the cup. Like, people that drink with straws and cups are like, hey, you're putting your mouth on the cup. Well, you've got a whole drink that you're drinking with a straw out of the same cup.
Look, I'll say this, and Wes will know exactly what I'm talking about. Years ago, our grandmother had lung cancer. She sat in the hospital. She sat there with that straw, just take that tongue and just kind of like grab a straw with the tongue. Just, you look sick.
I'm not even sure where you're
so
going.
So you link a straw to being sick.
Yep,
when you
I sure do.
Jamie, no lie. You can ask anybody, Charlie, any of them. I can't drink out of bendy straws because I feel like I'm sick.
Yeah, see, I don't like it.
If I get a bendy straw in a restaurant, I flip it upside down so I don't have to drink out of the bendy side.
You're still drinking out of the bendy straw, though.
but then it's laying on the bottom. It's actually more efficient.
Now you look physically sick and mentally sick, Wes. The crap.
Okay, so one more conspiracy theory.
You're like, oh, he's so sad. This guy put his straw on upside down.
I'm not even sure it's a conspiracy
theory. Wes has got his football helmet on with the straw backwards.
Microplastics. You guys familiar with microplastics? I don't want to talk about mine, but it's something I'm going to put on the list. Well, microplastics and humans.
Very familiar.
Yeah, I just have familiar with.
I'm like this one.
He said he knows what they feel like and everything.
There is some belief that microplastics can is contributing to exactly what you said, reduction in manhood.
Oh, that's the one where your tank shrink.
Yes, exactly right.
You ain't heard that?
Yeah, the shrinking tank.
It's the space.
The distance between your...
Okay, we're going to get into it.
There is an actual...
study. There's studies.
So the distance between your tank shrinks, you have less testosterone.
Okay, so hold on.
I heard the study's tainted. Well,
okay, so the way in nature that you determine the sex of a creature, whether it be a even a human, is when they're first born, sometimes you can't really tell the genitalia. So you look at the distance between the anus and it's the taint, that skin. And in a female animal, the taint's quite small, and in a male, it's quite long.
Now, you're bad off if, like, you come out of your mom and they had to measure your taint instead of looking to see if you have a penis to see what.
It's about animals, too.
Micro-penis.
It's about animals, too. But the belief is that pollution, specifically, microplastics or small piece of plastics is shrinking the human genitalia. And it's then what that's doing is reducing, like you said, the amount of testosterone, and it's impacting the masculinity of the population. And, you know, if you think about where we're going.
So you're telling me I should be mad at my mom for getting plastics?
Yeah, we consider you not very manly, Jamie. That's why you have facial hair. It's those things.
But, you know, generally, like.
Look, man, Jamie has proved that just facial hair doesn't make you manly. Like.
Stop.
Stop.
No, seriously, you know, like, I don't think it's. Is it just in our mind, or is it real that our grandfathers were way more manly and tough than what we got out now?
I think it's probably more diet based.
Well, but
a whole lot less processed foods back in the day.
Yeah, but they never drank water from plastic bottle. We drank most of our water from a plastic bottle.
I drank mine from garden hose.
But in the same sense, is they also they grew up on a farm. They grew up without air conditioning. They grew up with, you know.
Yeah, like hard work. So Grandpa Fortenberry. I think about this a lot when I do think about dieting. That
you think about Grandpa Fortenberry?
Yeah, because if you remember, they only ate meat like once a day, maybe once every other few days, because that's just how they grew up. They grew up. They didn't eat meat every day.
They had beans. They had rice. They had
raw onions. I mean,
well, Jamie, you remember
meat was a luxury.
They didn't know what quinoa was.
Well, none of the food was coming from the store and processed.
No.
Well, Jamie, you'll remember even Grandma back just 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when she would cook, she'd cook a big lunch, but almost no supper. It was leftovers. Whatever was left over from lunch, we ate for supper.
That was how they used to eat.
She hadn't had a good wiener in a long time. Is that the same grandma? That was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, I thought you and D-Rock. Who was with us? You,
me,
D-Rock?
Me, you, and Derek.
Yeah. Was it just, yeah.
That's so funny.
Have you heard this story?
No, I haven't.
So these two guys, him and D-Rock, go to ride with the Newport up into my grandma's house. And we're sitting there talking. She
sweetest talking. Lady, dude, like ever. So nice.
She starts talking about the George Foreman grill because it just came out. She said, I'd love to have one of George Foreman's. I ain't had a good wiener in a long time.
No, we
time.
Were coming back from a restaurant. She took us to a little diner in town, and she had a hot dog while we were there. And we ate whatever, and then we were driving back to get in your truck and head back like home. And we were driving. It got real quiet, and she's driving the car, and she said, I tell you what, I just haven't had a good wiener in a really long time. Of course, me and Derek in the back were like, you know, immature, what, 16 maybe?
I would laugh now.
Well, Jamie, I took Charlie over to meet her. And the first thing she says when I walk through the door, you know, she's sitting in a little chair with her back to me kind of when you walk in the room. And the first thing she says to me is, yeah, I need you to trim my bush. And Charlie turns to me and says, what?
Wow.
You know, she had that one bush in her yard.
Just one.
Most of us have one. We got off the rails quick.
Boy, we went off fast. God rest Jamie's grandmother's soul.
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully she had a wiener.
She didn't have a wiener.
She didn't.
Well, she might have. You don't know.
But good point.
Did you ever see?
I don't know. West Trent or Bush asking her.
No, we probably should have measured the tank to see what she was.
On the other side of that, she had a very weird neck massager.
Oh, good.
All right, let's get back on point.
Yeah, I got to drink some. I got to pour a little more monkey show. All right, where are we at? We got way off topic.
Hey, let's hit.
Let's do some quick takes. We ain't done quick takes.
Let's do some quick takes. Yeah, we got 45 minutes going.
Really?
Yeah. Texas Takeaway. How do you pronounce it?
All right, keep trying.
A Texas restaurant customer fatally shoots a masked robber and returns money to patrons.
I saw it. And I fully support him.
So I heard he's going before a grand jury.
Yes. Yes. So he walked up.
I'm pretty sure they have to find this guy, like, innocent.
But now, I was always told you don't ever shoot anybody, nobody in the back, even if, like, they're coming in your house.
I was always told you shoot until you feel no longer threatened.
I think that
And you only shoot when you are threatened.
He was threatened.
The dude's brandishing a gun. Was he? I think you can say, hey, I don't know if this guy's going to spin around and shoot me and my wife sitting at this table.
Even though
I felt like my life was threatened.
Even though you shot him 8 times, he's on the ground. You need that headshot to make sure he's not getting back up.
Always double tap.
I always 9 tap.
You're always in fear for your life.
Always.
And in that situation, you probably are. Some people.
Oh, yeah. Adrenaline's up.
Yeah, people want to act like, oh, no, I just did what
shoot
I did.
Shoot him in the leg.
Oh, stop.
No.
Man,
no.
If I shoot him in the leg, could I miss their chest?
They do believe that the robber may have had a plastic gun.
Oh, he did. It was plastic.
No. It was fake.
He wasn't representing it as that.
No. You know what? You play dumb games, you get dumb prizes. Yep.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
I hope the guy gets off and he gets another robber.
Like a bad carnival.
All right, next.
And he returned their money.
I'd have kept the money. I'd be like, I earned it.
He's better than the IRS.
They may give him money.
I'd be like, I earned his money.
Yeah, the IRS come calling.
I wonder if he regretted not having a billfold that said BMF on it.
I thought about that exact thing.
A burglar sued a homeowner after being assaulted by German shepherds while stuck in the house's pet door.
So did y'all see that this person's projected to win like possibly like $100,000?
I thought 700 something.
Well, that's what they're asking, yeah. But most
that don't know, this guy breaks into a home or he tries to break into a home.
Baton Rouge, this is in the U.S.
Yeah, he goes through the doggy door.
The woman's like in her 90s.
Yeah, she got German Shepherds. He gets stuck, and the German Shepherds tear a hole in the back of his pants and then ass rape him for like an hour before he finally decides to call the cops, which is really actually concerning. I mean, it'd take like 30 seconds about like, I get the cops out here now.
I wonder if the dog got stuck to him like they do.
It was a 93-year-old woman, a widow.
So look.
I'm glad my German Shepherd's female.
He sat there for an hour taking this, decided to call the cops. It took 45 minutes for the cops to get there. So he had an hour and 45 minutes of getting brutally raped by German Shepherds.
I've been a cop. If I walk up and a German Shepherd is like pounding some burglar, I don't know how I'm going to feel. This is wild.
You gonna say, let me tag in?
Absolutely not.
Here you go. Does this guy deserve to go to jail?
Yes.
No, has he not been punished enough?
No. Punished. You break into a 90-year-old woman's house, dude. Her dog.
You know what?
Well, he didn't actually get in, though. Right?
I bet you. You know what I'm talking about being rehabilitated? I bet you this dude is rehabilitated.
That dude needs counseling.
Yeah, they think though,
he,
that
in my
right,
opinion, he deserved every single thing he got, plus his prison time for breaking that woman's house. He didn't want to get raped by them dogs. He should have stayed out of that house.
I lost hearing in one of my ears.
Uh-oh.
No.
I hear you're fine in both.
Well, you hear me? Yeah, but I don't think that was my ears.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Your mic's working.
We ain't worried about your ears.
So yeah, no, I mean, I think, yes, he's a criminal. This dude just took a severe raping.
This is why I could not be a judge.
I would want to be that jury.
So the animals have to ask consent. That's what I would say if I was the lawyer on the other side. I'd say, does the animal have to ask consent?
I wonder if she bought these dogs from Bill Cosby.
The animals ask consent from other animals at any time. No.
Bill Cosby's a breeder.
They're arguing that the law is clear that guard dogs are permitted to use reasonable force to neutralize an intruder, and
that's
raping
reasonable.
An unarmed young man for hours isn't reasonable court force. Hours, it sounds.
How you going to tell the dogs what's reasonable?
I guess they consider the owner.
It's not the same. They're taking... The dog didn't use vicious force.
Well, how pin up with them dogs? They need an hour and 45 minutes. That's what I'm thinking.
What if this... I would argue that the dude seduced the dogs.
You know what? They're in charge of a bestiality.
Yeah. They should. I tried.
She has sworn she will not pay him one penny.
She says she'll donate everything she has to charity before she gives him a dime.
Good.
Yes.
And then she can start a GoFundMe where she gets all her money back.
Boy, like, if I'd go to the courtroom and just like,
that dude would probably fall over, man.
Listen, man, if you break into somebody's house like that and something stupid happens to you, you shouldn't be able to sue for anything.
No, you should not.
You have no business there.
You should not. What I do, my only regret is she didn't have like a Ring camera watching it. An hour and 45 minutes getting ass raped by dogs.
I mean, what if the dog would have just held him in the house for an hour and 45 minutes and not let him get to the door? Is that unreasonable?
Well, I mean, what if he chewed one of the dude's legs off? Would that be unreasonable?
I mean, that would be reasonable. I mean, what if the dog just like stuffed the tip in and stopped?
Did he ask consent?
All right, let's get back on quick takes.
All right.
We're really
I don't think dogs
here.
Have to ask for consent.
Apparently not. They don't, but they didn't.
No, they did not.
Keegan, what's the next quick take?
The NCAA football, college football playoff title game was just a couple days ago. And look, we missed that shit by a mile when we were talking about
Well, we didn't say TCU was going to win, but we gave them props. We said, you know, TCU would be a close game.
They didn't even compete.
If I'd have been here, I'd have said Georgia's going to kill them.
They didn't even compete, though. It wasn't even close. There was
and you know what's wild is for the first – 3/4 of the game, I didn't even watch the game. I flip into Bleacher Report to check score. All they show was a highlight of TCU scoring. That's the only highlight they showed.
Kind of strange.
Got to save a little face and make them look
like I kept. I was like, this is still a game. And then I look at the score. I was like, wait a second. They're down by 50.
I was going to pick up supper and go home, and I was going to flip the game on. And I went to the sub shop and looked up on the TV and saw the score. Never mind.
I was going to turn the game on a little later, and I was like, no, it ain't working.
So those were the worst ratings that's been for a college football playoff since 1999 when we started the BCS bowl season.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've missed the BCS. I liked it. I liked the arguing about it.
But now, I would prefer an extended
this is perfect.
Version of the playoffs.
This is a perfect reason for extended playoffs.
Well, there was also a rumor, and this is been verified, there was also a rumor that the NCAA approached Georgia at halftime and asked them to pull back.
I'm sure they did.
Now, I can't find anything to substantiate it.
No, I haven't either.
I doubt it, but the whole country probably wished they had if you were still watching at halftime.
I mean, let's be honest, the most entertaining bowl game of the season was the Liberty Bowl. And
it was terrible.
Yeah, that's just – I mean, it was entertaining for a quarter.
I really wish that they would go to a larger championship format. I don't know that it would help the competition, but these bowl games that – look, unless you're a big fan, like a big fan of a certain team.
Everything bowl, I'm a fan of, I'm a big fan.
These bowl games mean nothing.
No, they need to go. It's money, so they won't do it, but they need to go back like it was. No,
it's just a money grab for schools.
You know, used to, what was it, 10 teams made bowl games? It used to mean something.
They need to just have playoffs.
Dude, Liberty Bowl used to be a big bowl game.
Yeah, but like, just the bowl games are pointless. They mean nothing. Yeah, they got the
poinsettia bowl.
Nothing. You got like the Tostito salsa and chip bowl.
The Duke Mayonnaise Bowl is the one that just blows me away.
Nobody trying to watch that crap.
It's teams that went 6-5 or 6-8.
I didn't watch a bowl game. Not one.
I watched one.
Not a single bowl game.
I didn't either.
I watched one as Arkansas.
That's it. I watched some of the Alabama game. They trounced.
Well, you ain't got a choice. You're a wise Alabama fan.
Yeah, but they trounced Kansas.
How much
State.
More
really
of
good.
Like, I know you can't do this in football, but how much more of the NCAA basketball tournament do you watch compared to football?
Well, and let's be honest. NCAA basketball. After the first weekend, a lot of people stop watching. Well, although the first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest.
I watch it almost
event.
The whole way through. I'm a basketball.
Well, I am. I'm a guy there
but
too.
But I watch it almost the whole way through, and I can watch teams that I've never seen play before and be excited about them possibly beating like a 3 seed. Right?
I mean, all you got to mention to anybody that knows anything about the NCAA is 12-5. What does 12-5 mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows 12-5.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
But basketball sets up that way because you'll have 12 seed teams that are full of seniors.
Man, and those 12-5 games are so good most of the time. You have so many 12 seeds turn into Cinderellas.
And I mean, you stop and think. You may be rooting for the third or fourth 12th best team in the league, you know? I mean, and it's crazy.
But the opening weekend of NCAA tournament is the greatest sporting event.
Well, one seeds get beat.
Yeah.
I mean.
Only twice.
But the risk is there, yeah.
Yeah. How many one seeds usually make it to the Final Four?
Not many.
It's slim. Mm. Like, it's slim. If you're picking all the ones on your bracket, you're probably wrong.
And I don't know why I remember this, but 1994, the year Arkansas won the national championship, it was called the Semi-Sweet 16 because there were so many of the top teams were knocked out.
They're already gone, right. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's so much more parity now in college sports with NIL. Kentucky sucks right now. That's got to be great for any college basketball
is
fans.
Is it? I think basketball is better with Kentucky good.
I saw somewhere that Texas was courting Calipari.
Oh, there's all kind of rumors about
that. They said they've offered him mad money. But
I think Calipari is going to stay where he is. He got a lifetime deal, right?
Why ruin
lifetime money?
He's just not getting the recruits
anymore.
For
the rest of your life, man.
Yeah, he's just not getting the recruits anymore. He's not getting the one and dones. They're all going other places.
Going to Arkansas.
They're going to Arkansas.
You can be paid now, too. So Kentucky ain't.
But plus, you can go pro from anywhere.
Right.
It's not like it used to be. You can go pro from anywhere.
Cocaine Bear movie coming out soon.
We need to go watch that. As a group, we need to go watch it.
Jamie started COVID. We started Cocaine Bear.
You know what? Let's go video it live and watch Cocaine Bear.
I think that's piracy.
Hadn't you seen the little intro where they tell you not to do that? That
I don't ever pay attention to that stuff. I'm too busy to get my camera ready.
I read something. I can't find it right now, but that over 1,100 people, the police have come beating on their door for piracy over the last few months. I think it was like, you know.
It's an ARG.
sharing their passwords.
Man, I did them fools of steps.
It's not piracy. You bought that crap. You can share it if you want to.
No, you can't.
They beat on my door. They're going to beat on me.
Well, you know Netflix was talking about cracking down on all that. And they're saying that they're not going to knock on your door. They're just going to throw $2 or $3 extra dollars on your bill.
Here's the story.
They need to crack down on the dude from Mexico that stole mine, my wife's stuff, because now our algorithm's messed up. We got all these Spanish-speaking shows.
All right, but police visit 1,000 homes of people watching online streams and piracy breakdown. Police in the UK, it's in the UK, so they've identified more than 1,000 people accessing illegal online streams.
They still got a king. I ain't worried about them.
It's going to be coming this way. It's going to be coming this way. What else you guys want to talk about this season? We got to get a story out of Wes, but that'll be actually probably for the next episode.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that. What else y'all want to talk about this fine Wednesday evening, this fine Thursday morning?
See, what do we have on the slate?
Well, I saw an article about that silicone woman from India.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. I saw that.
Silicone woman? I don't know about this.
God. A guy dies. A guy's wife dies.
Yeah, he said that backwards. Yeah, yeah. That real big story weird.
A guy's wife dies, and he pays like $3,000 for him to do a silicone replica.
So it's a real doll of his deceased wife.
It's a real doll, life-size doll of his wife. I saw the picture, and he's like sitting beside her, and got his arm around her, and dang, all kicked back. And
is he calling Candyman to like cast the spirit of the wife into the fake doll? Y'all remember Candyman? Bees?
I do.
That's a creepy movie.
You know, it's based on a true story.
Yeah. I heard that. Loosely, I heard that, right? Somewhere.
Well, obviously, loosely, because.
Well, it's about a voodoo man.
No, there was a. In Chicago, there was a old woman who. Somebody removed the medicine cabinet out of her. They removed their medicine cabinet, removed her medicine cabinet, went through and murdered her. So that's what the story is based off of.
Coming out of the mirror.
This is Candyman. Yeah. Yep. So the man, going back to Wes's story, so the man did, he spent money to have a life-size silicone dummy of his dead wife made, and says he likes to comb her hair while she's sitting in her favorite spot on the sofa.
I wonder if it's actually her hair.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the doll I'm seeing in this picture?
Is it hot?
No, it looks just like a real person.
Yeah. Oh, that's creepy.
And it looks like an older Indian lady.
But, you know, call me sick or whatever you want to. I got Fort Berry in me, you know.
Jeez, we're about to learn something here.
Yeah,
but anatomically correct.
So do our wives. They've had Fort Berry on them, too.
It looks like it.
Yeah, anatomically correct.
I wonder if it has a proper taint distance.
No, because it's got microplastics.
It's got microplastics.
It's all microplastics.
Crap.
So, like, if
okay, that's freaky.
If my wife makes a silicone replica of me and she don't like exaggerate certain areas, I'd be mad.
What'd you want, a longer beard?
Yeah, I want a longer beard.
Okay, yeah, I bet.
I want a longer. I don't want man boobs.
She's gonna put the same color camo pattern on him. You need at least three
hair on his head.
Look, I'd be like, I don't want man boobs. I want to get rid of them. Maybe get rid of my spare tire.
Dude, if she makes a doll, you know, it might have like your head and beard, but that'd be about it. Everything, he'll be super buff.
It'll look just like Thor or something.
Yeah, but
it'll have like really big hands.
Be like Chris Evans with my head on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fat Thor or skinny Thor?
Probably in between.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite version of Thor was Fat Thor. Made me feel like I could be a superhero.
Right.
All right.
He'll play his music.
Every time I turn this up, Donnie starts talking. He just talks over.
Gets me excited.
Yeah. So let's kick around some ideas. We're going to start talking about conspiracy theories. What's some conspiracy theories you guys in the patio here would like to hear us talk
about? The moon landing is fake.
The moon landing's fake, yes.
Yeah,
the moon landing is fake. That's one.
I almost feel like we get consensus of that.
Yes.
Oh, I don't believe it's fake. But anyway, the moon. Okay, we'll try to delve into that one. What's another one that that you guys would like to see us talk about?
The trip to the moon was fake.
The earth is flat.
So let's stay on the astronaut theme. So all of the people that died in the explosion of
they
happened to have twins.
Doppelgangers. Yes.
Yeah. I saw that's another one. That's a good one. That's a challenge, you're right.
And they all have like really good and high paying jobs now. Yeah. All their twins do.
Yes.
Different names.
Yes.
Isn't that kind of odd?
That's a good one.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
What's another one? What's some more conspiracy theories? Come on.
Another.
Come on, Fort Berry. You're supposed to be the source of conspiracy.
Okay, let me just a second.
9/11 is a big one, of course.
9/11.
How many Bidens there are?
Huh? Yeah, there's multiple Bidens.
Oh, God. It's crazy.
You're not talking about Hunter. You're talking about multiple Joes. Yeah.
Talking about multiple Joes.
Are they all as dumb as the original one?
Michael Obama's used to be first lady.
Michelle. Yeah. I seen it dance and it flop.
It does flop. Mm-hmm. She don't have a micro penis.
No tank measurement required.
How about JFK assassination?
JFK assassination, you got the vaccine. That right there is gonna get me TikTok's already finna YouTube's finna cut me off right now.
What about
we're done.
He's gonna candy man you, he's gonna come out your phone.
What about George Soros? He's a conspiracy theorist himself.
Yep. Operation Northwood.
What about the ice wall and other continents beyond the ice wall? Have you heard this one?
I have heard that one.
Is that from Game of Thrones?
No.
right. And Dragons.
Yeah, Operation Northwood. You got that one. You've got because that's actually about. What about the?
What about made up dinosaurs? Dinosaurs weren't real. Have you ever heard that one?
Yeah, dinosaurs. Yeah, dinosaurs aren't a real thing.
The World Cup being in Russia and where was that just at?
Qatar.
Yeah, there's
a Qatar.
Conspiracy theory about that was all paid for and they cheated to get those in Russia and Qatar.
Princess dies murder.
I mean, the vaccine is going to be one of my personal favorites. The moon landing. Ish will be one of my personal favorites.
Lizard people.
Yeah, what about aliens? Roswell, we got aliens. You know, there's a lot coming out about UFOs and aliens.
I don't think that's conspiracy, though.
But is the cover-up, is it not?
So what about, have y'all seen the thing where there's technology to project images in the sky now? Have y'all seen this?
I saw it on Spider-Man. You can
project, like, realistic-looking images in the sky, and people believe this is how they're going to fake the second coming of Christ and the Antichrist and all these different things and fake a U.S. or UFO invasion. There's like all different kinds of things that they're supposedly going to fake with this technology to project holograms in the sky. Have you ever seen this?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
The murder of Pope John Paul I.
What about just the whole conspiracy around the Catholic Church and all of the pagan type attachments and imagery and stuff like that.
I don't necessarily think that. Is that a conspiracy theory though? I thought that was kind of understood that it. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I was gonna say I just thought that was kind of a standard.
Hey Jimmy, what's the home of the? Trying to think of the name of the. You can buy home stuff at Bill.
Lowe's.
No.
Home Depot.
Home Goods.
Hold on. You can buy crafting stuff.
As bad
stuff.
As I am. See, it's a Fort Berry thing.
The crafting place where you can buy crafting stuff.
Oh, the Hobby Lobby?
Hobby Lobby. Yeah, you know
Charlie Hobby Lobby. Charlie goes to
Hob Lob. You know Hobby Lobby is the number one supporter of terrorism.
Osama bin Laden was over there making
crafts. They finance.
I think it's the gas station at 20th Hobby
Lobby. Hobby Lobby buys all this. I don't know if it's conspiracy, if you can call it conspiracy, but apparently they buy all these religious artifacts because they're super religious. Company, they buy all these religious artifacts. So these terrorists go in the Middle East, they go say, hey, we got the nail that nailed Christ to the cross. You want to buy it? It's $10 million. Bobby Lobby, okay, sure.
Okay.
Birds aren't real. Have y'all heard of that one?
I have heard of that one.
You know, there are actually drones that are used that are birds, right? They look like birds. Yeah. I mean, but.
Yeah, but birds are still real.
Look, I've shot plenty of doves. They're real, right?
Okay, I think we've hit on several we're going to touch on, but one starting next week, we're going to do a two-part series. We're going to talk on Tuesday and Thursday, both next week, about the athlete deaths, about what's going on with athletes, about the heart problems in athletes, and ultimately, we then will talk more about
the COVID-19. The COVIDs?
If COVID and the COVID vaccine or other things associated with COVID might be contributing to some of these items. Okay, so you'll want to join us next week. We should all be back in studio.
Next week we'll be building up to go to the Marty Ray Project.
And don't forget about Marty Ray on January 21st.
Y'all got your tickets, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Hey, were y'all staying up there? Y'all
hell no.
Man, we ain't staying up live, but I ain't trying to get rides. Right. We'll be fine.
We'll be at T's house and we'll roll out from here. Yeah, and we'll have a good crowd. We'll have like 20 people in our group.
I was going to ask him the question about seeing a man rob a bank, but I didn't remember he's from Blible. So it's probably true.
I saw somebody on Facebook say they bought 20 tickets, or maybe it was 30 tickets or something themselves. So it may be a good crowd. It may be a good crowd.
I hope so, but
get you some tickets. Get some tickets.
I hope they sell alcohol there.
I probably don't.
I don't think they do. I'm prepared. I'm going to get a flask or two.
Maybe we need a party bus.
Jamie needs a pan of brownies.
And a pan of brownies.
We'd get lost.
2 fists of turkey so he can get lost in Blible.
We'd never make it to Blible.
We need a party bus, dude.
We do not need a party bus.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Party bus.
Terrible idea.
And lead me while my mother cries. Cause somebody done took from an outlaw. Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done saved this outlaw.